This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Chattanooga's new city budget includes a record-setting $5 million to improve roads, pay raises for police officers, and a property tax freeze for senior citizens. During a roll call vote Tuesday evening, every city council representative said yes, except one.
Anderson?
No.
Councilman Chip Henderson voted against the budget, even though he's the chair of the Budget and Finance Committee, and even he said his no vote was interesting.
Of all the budgets that to vote no on, I have been advocating for the $5 million in paving since I was elected 4.5 years ago now.
He voted against it, he said, because people in his district were opposed. His area includes Hickson, Mountain Creek, and Lookout Valley. Their concern, bigger property tax bills.
So the folks that I talked to in District 1 were very clear that they did not want me to support a tax increase.
The property tax rate would actually go down slightly compared to last year, but many Chattanoogans would pay more anyway because their homes' appraised values have risen. As for the property tax freeze for seniors, Henderson said it wouldn't apply to most of the constituents who told him to vote no.
You know, for the most of the folks that I talked to, they were really kind of ambivalent to it, I would say. A lot of them, it didn't affect them because of the low threshold that it has.
That threshold is around $39,000 a year. That's the income limit for seniors 65 and older to qualify for the freeze. But Councilwoman Demetris Coonrod says for her community, the tax freeze is definitely going to help. She represents District 9, which includes East Chattanooga, Eastdale, and Glenwood. She says it's a poverty-stricken area for many residents, and many seniors live there.
So I think about the Foxwell Heights community. We have a lot of retirees in that community. And so that tax freeze most definitely will help. So when development comes into that area, the price of their property will remain the same.
There's a chance the budget could be changed. Yesterday's vote was the first of two. Next week, there will be a public hearing and then a final vote during the next council meeting. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.